Okay, we were discussing the Oneg Yontif idea of that bittul is only when something is losing its negative traits, but to give something a positive thing that it didn't have otherwise, then bittul doesn't work for that. Rav Shechter once mentioned that that this question of the Oneg Yontif, whether you hold by him or not, is perhaps a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachim and Dafai and Chesam Rav. Because the Gemara says, Amar Yesh Lakish, Hapigul v'hanosu v'hatomeh. If you eat pieces of meat at one time, and they have different isurim on them. One is pigul, one is nosa, one is tame. Page 9. So if you eat them, you putter. Eat them all together. Why you putter? You ate three different isurim, but three different meatballs. One meatball was pigul, one meatball was nosa, one meatball was tame. So they're all asa. And you eat a meat of pizayis of each one. So why are you partner? So the Gemara says, Yevsha shalo yirbe min al chaveiro vivatlenu. Because each time that you're having the piece of meatball in your mouth, so it could be like part of one meatball now gets mixed into part of the other meatball, and it becomes bottle, so we never know which one became bottle and which. Rashi says, "Shehu lois efshar." Rashi says, "Shehu lois also befiv nivlal min l'toch chaveru miuto shozeh berubo shozeh ubottle hamiuto bero v'bottle b'chol min nosaf al hamavatel v'nikra shvo." There was one of them, whenever you can eat them all together, so one part of one meatball is going to go into the other meatball and going to be batel, and we don't know which one went into which. So therefore, when you eat a kazayis at any given time, when you put these three kazayisim in your mouth, so it was a pshat that a little of nosar got into the tameh, or a little of tameh got into the nosar. So we'll never know, and therefore, that's called a hasra suffik. Because you have to give hasra, and you have to, when you give hasra, you have to say that if you eat this, you're violating a certain isser. But we don't know which isser you're violating. Because each one could have gotten into the other one, and it'd be in this battle. So we don't know, so that's called a hasra suffik. Okay. Tosa says, and then we'll see shortly how this fits in. Old Kosha says Tosas, Hechi Mechayev Klal. So it was Rashi saying that when the pigul goes into the nosar, right, or vice versa, it becomes nosar. The pigul becomes nosar. Or if the nosar went into the pigul, a little piece of nosar went into pigul, it becomes pigul. It gets this. It's just we don't know which one went into which. So that's what Rav Shechter pointed out, that Rashi's holding against the Oneg Yontif. Because he's holding that not only something can lose characteristics, it can gain other characteristics. So therefore, the pigul that went into nosar becomes nosar, or the nosar went into pigul becomes pigul. We don't know which one piece went into the other. Whereas, so therefore, it definitely becomes the new thing, but we don't know which is which, so that's his hasra sofik. Whereas Tosa says, no, that even if hasra sofik was hasra, but when it goes into the other thing, when a little piece goes into the other piece, it loses its status. and therefore it won't be a kazayas of pigul, because the pigul will go into the nosar now, or the nosar went into the pigul. So, and we don't know, you know, and each one went into the other one, and it loses its status. So Tosfos is learning it just loses its status, but doesn't get the new status. Rashi says it gets the new status. It's just I don't know which one went into which. So therefore, it's going to be Hasra Safek, and that's and that perhaps, as Rav Shechter pointed out, is this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is the same discussion whether we accept the Oneg Yontif or we don't. Yes.
In the explanation of Tosfos, so not one of these three pieces is a full kazayis. We're all said and done.
No, each one is a full kazayis, but now you're chewing them all together. So when you're chewing it together, part of one kazayis is going get mixed into another kazayis. One meatball is pigul, one meatball is nosar, and one meatball is tamik, and a kazayis of each. So now, so Rashi says, you can't be chayiv because we don't know which one went into the other. Was it the nosa went into the pigul went into the nosa, and whatever went into the, whatever small one went into the big one, that will be...
But by Tosfos, it loses its identity.
Right, so it won't, if it move in, it'll be bottle, lose its identity, so then maybe the nosa doesn't have a shear, or maybe... and they, or they might not, will not have a shear, because each one might have gone into the other one.
Because if none of them has a shear, there's no... So
right. When Nosar goes into Tameh, then it loses, it became Tameh, but then Tameh, this one into the other one. Each one could go into the other one and lose the shear, and therefore you won't have a Kazayas of Isser, of that particular Isser. Because each one goes into the other one,
yeah.
And now each one is losing part of its shear. But according to Rashi, no. So what? It loses shear, but it gains the new thing.
But
we don't know which one is which.
In the case of Tosfos, there's no Hasra anymore because
the Hasra is not the issue. It's that when they even if Hasra Safik is still a good Hasra, still doesn't matter. Okay, now page 10. Okay, that's now we've officially finished the discussion of the Oneg Yontif. Okay. The Gemara Chulin says like this: Yer Hanoshe Shin is Bashel in Gidim, right? Yer Hanoshe is Osir, and it got cooked with other Gidim. So Bisman Shemakiro, if you know which one is the Gid Hanoshe, so then you could take it out. But still, you cooked in it, so you have to make sure that there's no tam for the Gid Hanoshe in the other ones. So you need Shishim Kedei Levata. Rashi says Bisman Shemakiro Mashlichu Lachutz. So it's the Gid Hanoshe itself. If you know which one, which piece is the Gid Hanoshe, you throw it out. And then you just have to worry about the tam. So then you need shishim. So then the Gemara asks the question, but if you don't know which is which, then you can't throw it out. If you don't know which one is the Gid Hanoshe, and now it's mixed in with other Gidim, so which are kosher, the Gid Hanoshe is the one that's not kosher, so now you put it all together. So the Gemara says, if you know which one, remove it, and then you can eat the rest. And then as long as there's, you don't have the Nesinas Tam. But if you know which one, you don't know which one, then you can't eat any of them. So now the Gemara asked the Kasha on page 11, Tzadik Tesam Beis. Levatel Baruba. It should be batel. It should be no different than the three pieces of meat that we always talk about. Right? So why is it batel? So the verse says, Ber Yashani. That the Gid Anasha is a Ber Yibifnei Atzma. Right? It's its own entity. Beria is one live entity. One alive. One entity made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you bake a cookie, that's not a beria. It's man-made. A beria is, you have one complete entity made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's a beria. Like a grape could be a beria. It's one entity, b'fnei atzma, so that's a beria. So therefore, a beria is not batel, that's a din d'rabbanan. So therefore, if you have a complete unit, a gid is one complete unit, so then that's not going to be batel. Yeah.
The question was about
prayer.
Okay.
So how does this undo the Yoshita of the Holy Prophet?
What?
What we said before.
What did
you answer said what? That you don't say that you don't.
We finished with the Holy Prophet. This is a new.
I understand.
Yeah.
What about what we said before?
In other words, we had a discussion of three different meatballs that were in somebody's mouth,
right,
from three different Isurim, and you chew them all together, and the verse says, Yipater.
Right.
So the question is, why Yipater? Rashi says Yipater, because when each one goes, a little bit of each one might go into the other one, and therefore you don't know which is when you're going to swallow a particular thing, you don't know which Isser it is. Because when a little bit goes into the other one, it loses its, and then its bottle loses its status. But now it gets the new status of the other Isser.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know which one, you know, which one went into which.
Okay.
But it gets the new status, but it's a problem with Asra, so you'll never be able to.
Right. So how does this conflict with the other account?
No, so that, because the Ohr Gantiv says you can only take away attributes.
Right.
You can't give something.
Right.
So here, the Nosa is going to become Pigle, but it's not Pigle. How does the Nosa become Pigle? It's not Pigle.
Right.
How does Pigle become Nosa? But the answer is, because once it's bottle, it gets the new attributes. It not only loses its things, it gets
negative.
It might get a new negative, but it gets some new status.
Right.
And Tosa says no, that it loses its old status, but it doesn't get a new status, so therefore each one might have lost the status of a kezias, because if part of the Nosa goes into the Tame, so now it might not be Tame anymore, but it's not Nosa anymore, so now you don't have a kezias of Nosa.
Right.
And then maybe some of the Pigle went into the Tame, and...
Right.
So Tosis holds it only takes away, it doesn't get new. Rashi says it gets new, the new status,
so
but you don't know which one was which.
So Rashi and the Holy Kansav are in our look.
Right, but Tosis, that's what Shaftos pointed out, right. Tosis could be the same.
Right.
No, but Pigle... Sure it is. So how did something become pigle? Because you know, you had a wrong machshava at the time of the Shechita. So how can Nosa become pigle? That never happened to it. It never happened. Nothing happened to it. The answer is, when it becomes batel, it gets the status of the thing that it fell in, even though it didn't happen to it, really.
You would say the same thing with Shechita, though.
What?
You would say the same thing with Shechita, but we don't say that. There's no Maestad on me.
Yeah.
So if any of those is a master split, there's no meister done on a piece of cake. There's a meister done
but we're assuming that right. But the meister, you're saying it's the
same thing as something an animal and you're
a
piece of meat.
Right. Unless you assume that. Yeah, you're right. But the Lamaisa, that's cool. I guess the assumption was that something kosher is considered, you know, status quo. You know, it's not something added. You're right, but I still like what you're saying. Okay. Now, let's take a look now on page 12. So in the Ran, for the case of the Gid Hanoshe, the Gemara says, why is it a bottle? So the Gemara says, Berry is not bottle. So he says, the Ravid says, because till now we've always been saying that Chad betray bottle, Yavish be Yavish, Midaraisa, and even Midraban. So the Ravid says, not true. Because he still needs shishim. He still needs shishim b'mimimino. So still, we assume normally that you don't need shishim b'mimimino if it's yavish b'yavish. All you need is rov. 2 to 1. 3 pieces, 2 kosher, 1 treif, good. Even midrabanan. The Ravid says no. That just like by lach b'lach you need shishim when it's mimimino midrabanan, so Yavish B'Yavish also needs Shishim. You always need Shishim. If it's Mimash Einu, you need Shishim Midaraisa. If it's Mimamino, you need Shishim Midarabanan. You need Shishim. Ah, what does the Gemara say? The bottle Beruba. Beruba's Mashmah 2 to 1. So he says, no. The bottle Beruba means in multitude. It doesn't have to be literally rove. It means in plentifulness. So it can mean shishim. And then when the Gemara says libatal beruba, so the Ravid has this new shita that if you have 2 pieces of kosher meat and 1 piece of treif meat, it's not batal midrabanan, because you need shishim. If you have 60 pieces of kosher meat and 1 piece of treif meat, then it would be batal. But chad betray, we normally assume the halacha that if it's yavish b'yavish, chad betray batal midaraisa and also midrabanan. There's no added chumrah midrabanan that you need. The Ravid shita is that you need shishim midrabanan, even yavish b'yavish chad b'chad. We don't assume like that. The Ran is quoting the Ravid. Now, the question now, is there a concept of yavish b'yavish mim b'she'en amino? That's the question. In other words, mim b'mino, we said, is batel, chad b'trei batel. Midaraisa, midrabanan also, except for the sheet of the Ravid. But is there a concept min b'she'en amino? Usually, yavish b'yavish means they have 3 pieces of whatever, meat, whatever, they all look the same. So that's why it's mim b'mino. One is two kosher, one is straif. But can you ever have such a thing of yavish b'yavish mim b'she'en amino? Normally, mim b'she'en amino is when you really mixes in, when you have chveis, non-kosher wine mixing in the milk. So that's 2 different minim, and then it's got mamish mixed in. But if it's yavish b'yavish, it's not really physically mixed in. It's just in your mind, you don't know which is which. Now, if it's chor, if it's mim b'she'en amino, then you'll be able to tell which is which. This is rice and this is a meat and this is so. At first glance, is it even shaykh to have such a scenario of yavish b'mayavish mim b'she'en amino? Because in order to be batal, can't be nikar. It has to be enu nikara iser. So the rabbeinu baruch migormaiza on page 13 in the sefer truma. You have to realize the two different sefers from the sefer trumos. A Sefer Truma, written by 2 different Rishonim. And sometimes in the tour, he'll say Sefer Trumos when he really means Sefer Truma. So it's just something that you have to note the difference. So look what he writes on the second arrow. He says, Avamin b'shein amino tzorach shishim b'heter. Afilu b'dov yavish. So he says the mimbish ein amino by Dover Yavesh, he needs shishim. Because if theoretically we cooked them together, the tam would be nikar. So you need shishim. Midrabanan. So the question is, how do you have such a case? What's the scenario? And look in the Yisuf Heter on page 14 also. He says, Kosev HaRambam, Rabbeinu Baruch, Adi Yodesh Chad Betrei Boto, Haynu Mim, Haynu Bemino, Moshe'enu Mino, Bein Belach, Bein Biyovish, Shishim.
If you have, let's say you have a title of this, it's Misha Ein Amino, and there's no time. If it's weaker than Shishim, but it's Nikar, can you be involved with something for Shishim even if the Easter is Nikar?
No, what do you mean? If it's how? What's the case?
If you have, let's say, a kosher wine and trefa orange juice, and it's 70-1, but and there's no time of trefa orange juice, but you still, but the juice is still nicker. You still see a tinge of orange juice. Is that?
No, that's not called.
Is that nicker or not nicker?
It's not nicker. Because nicker means that you could.
Means that it's visible to the eye.
Visible, and therefore you can remove it.
Okay, let's take a case of Yavish B'Yavish. Mimbisha Enomino.
Okay, so that's what we're trying to figure out. How could you have Yavish B'Yavish Mimbisha Enomino? All the cases I always gave you, Yavish B'Yavish, is three pieces of meat, two from McDonald's, one from McDonald's, and they all look the same. So then it's bottle. But what's the case of having Yavish B'Yavish Mimbisha Enomino? That's the question. And the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rambam both say you need Shishim Midrabanan. But what's the case? What's the case? So the Shach gives three examples on page 19. The Shach, if you look at the Ramah, he says, Afil Yavish B'Yavish Tzarech Shishim. Oh, so let's see. So he says, Chiyon Shim Yivash, yeah. Mi'ukhiyam Min Yavish Chavitim Vodokim, yeah. So he's going to give you three cases. So what are the three cases? Shach is going to give three cases of what? Of min b'she'en amino. So what are the cases? So let's see. Take a look in the Shach on page 19. The Sukkashim I got called Gufa. Yeah. So he says like this. Yeah, with the line that begins with Miktsas Svarim. Keep going down until you get the beginning of the line with Miktsas Svarim. And when there is a God, a Corona, a Mayra, Shalob, a Mino, Gonsha, Niflach, a Chatichas, Dakos. So one case is that you have a piece of meat and a piece of chicken, to say two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif chicken, but each one was pulverized into very small pieces that you can't really, so each one you have three piles, two of the kosher meat and one of the non-kosher chicken. And it's pulverized so much that you can't really tell the difference. Yeah. So that would be one example. That would be one example. Yeah, it's the one before, really. Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, that's the first piece of Ches. Look at the first line in the Shach on the top. That's number one. Okay, so that's the first piece of Ches. That's the Torah. But nearly in the Shach is the Nami, when she is kan shnaim or shlosha minim, and not the Shach and them osser. Any of the Ezim him. You have two pieces of meat, one piece of chicken, and you were told that one of them was shechted improperly. But you don't know which one. Was it one of the pieces of meat? Was it the chicken? So one of them is osir, two of them are mutter, and it's mimeshein amino. Let's say in other words you have three. A piece of chicken, a piece of meat, and fish, and another type of meat that's duck. So you can see clearly that the duck, the chicken, right, and the meat. And one of them was shechted improperly. So we know that one of them is no good, but we don't know which is which. Which was the one that's... So that's called Mim Shein Amino, Yavish B'Yavish, and therefore you would need Shishim Midraban. So that's another...
It's Ein Amino because it's...
Because one is chicken, one is... They're different species. But it's Ein Amino.
How would you get 60?
So they're the chnami. In that case, it won't be bottle.
Why do you need three items? Three different.
Because we want to. Because it has to be bottle. So there was three would be two. If you have three, then and you know one of them was shechted improperly, so then. Two against one. But we're saying you really need shishim, so that means you would have to have 60 pieces. Say 60 animals, and one is improper.
If I need to have 60 pieces or 60 times one
volume.
We need
180
pieces.
In other words, yeah, you need because one bag. You need. 60 different possibilities to be 60 to 1.
You have a huge piece of kosher meat and a tiny piece of chicken. You have two things, and it's done.
Right, that's the question whether you go above the volume. But here, it's just a question of, 61 things. 60 are gorim. Heter, one is going misser or something, something like that.
30 of each. Because one, and then 60 the other two. Like
60, okay.
30 of each, 90 pieces maybe.
So that's another example. Then he has a third example. And then the other example is that there's a machlokus whether what makes something mimeshein amino? The tam or the mara? So if you hold that it's the shechalukim ishmam, hatzrichim liot shechalukim betamun to usher. So shechalukim betamun, the shalom b'mara. They look the same. They all look the same, but they have different tastes. So that would be an example of mimeshein amino, and you would need shishim. Because it's mimbamino, it's the same species, and they look the same, so it's, but they're different in taste.
This whole discussion is negative.
Shechalukim unsech v'tam v'shavim v'mare, so therefore, that's called mimbashein amino, and but it's still not noticeable which is which. So it's min mishe'enamino, and it wouldn't be good enough, chai betray wouldn't be good enough, because it's yavish b'yavish, because you didn't cook it together, so therefore it would only be mutter if it's shishim.
This whole discussion really, with according to the Rosh, holds that in the mixture, you can even be, it doesn't even bustle with less than shishim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that? So when we say here shishim, it's according to Rashi, but you wouldn't require shishim even if there's no tam. According to the Rosh, you wouldn't require shishim if there's no tam. Is that correct?
Say again?
According to the Rosh, we said that he holds that as long as there's no tam governs, if there's no tam, even if it's a bottle of a chamishim, it's mutter. That was the Rosh.
No, but that's talking about when Mishay and Amino, when they're cooked together. Here we're talking about Yavish by Yavish. If you have Yavish by Yavish, and they all look the same, but they taste differently, so that's called Mimashayna Mina, Yavish B'Yavish. And then if one of them is strafe, and we don't know which one, so then, because you have different pieces of meat that all look the same, but they have different tastes, so that's called Mimashayna Mina, and it's Yavish B'Yavish. So Chad B'Trei would be good Midraisa, but still Midrabanan, you need Shishim. The second case, the first case is a little, second case is that they have three different species, and they were all shechted, and we don't know, but we heard that one of them was shechted improperly, and we don't know which one.
Is it possible you have, the last case, they look the same, they taste the same, but they're really two, one is behemoth from bus behemoth to me, and one is bus behemoth to her. That would make it enomino.
They look the same.
They look the same, taste the same, but
that's mimamino.
But if one is pork and one is roasted turkey. So they look and taste,
so
but they're different. Clearly, totally different shemos. I mean, in terms of iser.
They're different species.
Species and Torah.
I don't know if you can have such a case, but they're going to look the same, taste the same, but they're really different species. It's going to be hard to... Okay. Now, Rabosai, next piece is... So we talked about Yavish B'Yavish Chad B'Trei Batel. We said that's a Din D'Rabban and a Din D'Raisa, except for the Raivet Shita. That you need... Then we discussed that this concept of min mishe'enu mino, yavish b'yavish. And that you need shishim midrabanan. And we discussed the shachas, three hechitimtzas of what the case is. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to discuss what's the din of yavish b'yavish by drabanans. Say you have or you have three cookies, and one of them was chadash, one of them was pasakim, some iser. So what's the sheer bittel by yavish b'yavish by adrabanan? So there's a steer in the shari dura here on page 16. Imhu, 2 hours here, mamish. One after that, he will double yavish will also el midrabanan. Rafilu chad b'chad mutter b'chila. So he says it's mutter chad b'chad. You don't even need roof. It was if you have two cookies, and one is treif and one is kosher, one is treif else, drabanan dikut thing. It's pas. Yeah, pasakum bishal. Where there's no heter, say. So one is, and you don't know which is which. So as long as I'm not for sure eating the treif, it's chad b'chad, then it's mutter. But you have to give it to the two different people. But at the Rabbanon, you don't even need roaf. You need just chad b'chad. Yeah, Chamesh Shavuot Pesach maybe is a good example.
Wait a minute. According to the Rosh Bo, the same person can eat, like what we had by Yomish Min Bavino, the same person can eat all three, right? Even a Baita Baisa can eat all three.
Well, yeah, Machlokes. Yeah, according to everyone. But he's saying that he's making a kula that even chad b'chad is good, which is not normally good by the rice of chad b'chad. So he's saying, yeah.
Why is that?
Maybe because since we're being so makel of the chad b'chad.
But by the rice, you don't have to do that.
If you need chad b'treif.
Right, correct, all right. Okay.
So that's one. But now look, the next line in the Shari Dura, the second arrow, is the second of Zara, the Midov Yavish, and also in the Rabbanim, the Sarah Fil Chad Betray Mutter. So he says, you need Chad Betray. And then he says it's arbitrary, it's mutter for two different people, but you need one to be a Jew and one to be a guy. So it's Mamash Astira in the Shari Dura. It was one place he writes that chad b'chad is good enough and you give it to two different people, and now he's saying you need chad b'trei. They give it to two different people. Yeah.
Just based on the Avodah Zarah and the Sugyas, usually it's a very different level of Zarah because it's Israel and Nod. It takes it to the second level.
No.
So the first case could be Stam, Isidra, Rabban, Al-Khadish.
Right.
Avodah Zarah could be.
But who says is it talking about Avodah Zarah?
That's what the Gemara was.
What?
It's the Gemara.
Gemara. Yeah. Okay, so that's the stira. That's the stira that he says. So we'll see. I mean, maybe you're right, maybe not. We'll see. So in other words, for a drabonin, is it enough chad b'chad, or do you need chad b'trei? And then you look here in the words of Ruah on page 17. That's one of the things he quotes. If you don't be yomish also over the drabonin, sorry, feel chad b'chad. Near be'enai, ani hamachaber, the mutar b'achila. So you only need chad b'chad. Wow. So what is the answer? So the shach. Speaks about this. What does the shach say? Look on page 19. So he says, Sif Kotten test, Elmi Darabon, who adim beisud Rabban, Alpizan, the first word on the line is Elmi Darabon, but he says, Alpizan nirali liyashev, Mashanimta bagos shoridura, Shnei hagos meavor zrua. He has two statements from the Orzarua, the Sasri Hadadi, that contradict each other. These also mihavidonar yavish will also Elmi Darabon, afil sarv chad b'chad mutar b'achila, Mishnei b'nei adam, Chad b'chad is good. That's one statement. In Bozer Hachi, next line, he says no. If you don't read the Oser Ella midrabbanim, Mitzarev Chad b'trei, Mutar b'achilu shnei b'nei adam. Page 12 of the Gemara. Tzarchim b'avo Hakol Hashanah. Sukhash b'harga achrona gufo. Kafil isir derais b'atal b'trei k'moshe skibukal poskim. So what's the answer? The Haggadah Achrona Mayrish Shalom B'mino. So he says, one answer he wants to give is maybe the one that we're more machmir, that you need Chad betray, is talking about when it's Mimashein Amino. What's the case? Sheniflach L'chatichas K'takos. Right? In other words, you have two pieces, two drabonims, they're both, you know, you have Chomet Shavuot of Pesach and two Kasher, but they're all ground up, so you can't tell the difference. But since it's Mimashein Amino, so there, we have to be more machmir to require chad betray. Sfile karan kachos of Yisrael v'goy. Hashem Yisrael and Yisrael v'fif shel Yisrael. M'chu ha'adav she'er gise isha she'enu. So therefore, it's mimashein amino. It's yavish b'yavish by a derabbanon. So he says, you need chad betray, and then one of them you should give to a goy. Because since you can taste it, it's not right that a Yisrael should taste the Tam Issa. So one of them you should give to a goy. Okay, sir? So that was one answer. So my bagar is shown across the stamut of Shnei Abani Adam Haga. So Chima. So that's why it has to be machmir, and that's why you have to give it to a goy. Yeah. So that's the answer. So there's the Rebbe Kayala Risha, etc.
The example Rebbe gave before of the two cookies, it's meant for Mina.
Well, it depends what they're made out of.
I thought the assumption was they were meant for Mina. One was Bishalach and one was Bishal Yisrael.
Right, but they also could be different. One is oatmeal, one is.
Okay. Does it help to give it to Yisrael and a goy? It's because the issue is because of Chora Davar. Maybe the
Yisrael. Maybe Yisrael will get the bad thing, but.
It's less of a chance.
Yeah, right.
But if it's a Nechra, it's one big blow.
Yeah, okay. But that's. You're right, you can still end up with the bad one, but it's, as you said, Yehuda, it's still a better chance. Okay. Okay, then there's a... Then there's a pre-chadash here, page 21. He says, "Zadad had yavish biyavish b'mishen amino, isle bittul b'shishim." Dafkav delo yadira lo mintra iser. We like to make him a time of the iser. In other words, if you say yavish biyavish mimashein amino is batal b'shishim, it has to be when it's not nikra iser. That's why if you could taste it, then it'll be nikra. But you can make him a time of chatich blu mecholav shenesrav and sarvim chatich azacherim. So chli cholav shenesarvim mekelim acherim. So basa. Say you have one milchik spoon that got mixed in with fleishik, and they look the same, the spoons. It's not like we have today the spoons. So that's min b'sheinu mino. And you need shishim. So even if you had shishim, maybe it's not batal. Hani gavi ikal mekam a time with the isura, but have like isura nikar sheilu bitul. Because you can taste that this kli is milchik. Or kli cholev shen sarve kein lecherim shel basar. And we don't know which is which. Behind gavi ikal would make a time of the isur. Have leiv isur nikar veinu bitul. So he says, when do you say when kelim a batel? Is that you have the same taste. One is meat, and this is meat, just one was kosher, one was treif.
First of all the time is pogrom after 24 hours.
Yeah, after 24 hours is pogrom, but before 24 hours.
Right.
So if you can taste which is milk and which is meat, then it's not going to be, that's called nikar iser. That's what he's saying. And then once it's nicker, then he says, then he quotes the ra'ah that we've discussed before, because we saw the din in Shulchan Aruch that a kalim is batal, right? Kol hechad nicker is eilo bitul, because it's kalim devshel b'hotzi iser. So even if you can't see it, but you can do Haggalah. So he didn't like, he argued with the whole din of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ra'ah. The whole din of the Shulchan Aruch, that a treif kli is bottle of kosher kli, kalim, is from the Rashba. But the Ra'ah said, no, that's called Nikar Isser, because you can do Haggalah and everything and make everything, take out the Isser. So then you can't rely, even though it's not Nikar, because you can't see it, but if what's the whole point of seeing it? You can see it and take it out. So even if I can't see it, but I can take it out, maybe I'm still Mechuyev. That was the Ra'ah's word.
There are only if it's a Maltirnoi.
Yeah. Okay, Lechem Shabbosim. But he says, Aval Kar Chalav Shatar the Karas Shalbasar, Afil B'Shishim Karas Lobadla. He says that what is it Batal? Even if you want to say it's Batal, that's only Fleishik with Fleishik. But if you have one Kli that's Milchik, that is Nisarev with Fleishik, it's not Batal. Because potentially you could taste the tam, and then you'll know which is which.
And it's also possible to give a roll-up.
Yeah. The kashal is a new kid, the zvav ein lahatim, the vashal b'klishal is, the ve'el ki b'asad ha'vimim v'minu. So that's his word. Sof Dover, he writes, Mekli shol isu nesavim kelim achayim shol heter. If it's mimbe mino, and you can't, so then, that's a shayla, the Rashba, the Ra'ah. So he says, but if it's, one is fleishig, one is milchig, then, so he says, Roi l'hashas hakein, l'shalu yu b'neimo, yomun. Taz lecha el gzeir ba'alma midrabban l'shmushu b'hiv, af l'chirin, z'amkhin ha'shabi ha'svar sarashba l'hatir. You just have to wait till it's Eino Ben Yomo. And once it's Eino Ben Yomo, then you can't taste it anymore, and then it's okay. So it's only Gzeira, and now we can rely on the Bittel, and then you don't have to do anything. But in a Hanami, if you want to cash the Kalim on the B'nevi Omam, you want to say Bittel. So you want to say bittul when there's still b'nei yomam. So he says that you can't do, because then it's nikar iser. After you wait 24 hours, it's not nikar, it's not, the time is not near gesher, and then it's not called nikar iser anymore. So he says a fascinating thing, that the din of Shulchan Aruch that kelim b'batul, if it's fleishik and milchik, doesn't work, only if you waited after 24 hours. But within the 24 hours, the Ra'ah says is that it never works because it's called Nikar Isser. but you could machshir. But even if you want to say not like the Ra'ah, so he's saying v'chinish, that when flesh of keli and a milk of keli get mixed up, usually the way our keli we know which is which from what it looks like. We know the flesh should look this way, the milk should look this way, right? But here, he says that if a flesh and a milk get mixed in, so and you want to use it within 24 hours, based on bittel, there was one milk thing got it mixed in with flesh, and you want to use it, he says you can't because that's called nikar isser, because you could taste. Cook something in it and then taste it. You'll see if this tastes like milk or it tastes like milk. So you can't, it won't be bottle. And it'll only be bottle if it's treif meat or kosher meat, then it'll be bottle right away. Because it's not nikkei, the taste is the same taste.
But
But if it's, but if one is milk and one is meat, so then it's not going to be bottle. Because then, that's called Nikar Issa. And then, so then he says he should wait till it's Eina Ben Yomo. Then it's Eina Ben Yomo, so normally there's a Gzeira, Eina Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo. But here, there's no Gzeira. It was Lamaisa, it's bottle. So once it's bottle and it's Eina Nikar anymore, so then, so if it's not bottle, then you have the gzeira. If it's bottle, you really don't have the gzeira. But then you won't be able to do it because it's nikar isser. So then you wait till it's eino nikar
isser. Is the tirchah involved getting a goat? No, I did
taste
it by the milk
and meat. Yeah. So. Okay, this is a fact. I don't think we ever went through the whole thing. To, no, yeah.
2 years ago we didn't do this.
Yeah, I mean we did a little bit, but I mean past years, but not till the conclusion. That's too much of a tirchah to cook food. It's like yefshar b'kalos, so maybe you could argue with this pre-chadosh and say that the maisa looks the same. So that's nikar. So it'll be bottom, even if you want to eat it within 24 hours. But the pre-chadosh says the word. It's a good word. I told you, Rav Lichtenstein said that he never saw a krum svara in the pre-chadosh. So the pre-chadosh says something.
I mean, it was apples. In other words, one apple.
There's never krum svara in the pre-chadosh.
If it was three apples, would it be
including counting the chaskil before nets?
Oh.
I mean, in terms of apples, one apple had a milk that was cooked with milk, and then the other apples were cooked with meat. The other two, and they all looked the same. Would we say habitre b'til? Like the Rajma did by Kalim, or if you say like the Prima Gov?
If what?
I'm saying we could change the case a little bit. We're talking about Kalim, one is a three, and one is milk, and the other two are flesh.
Right.
What about a Tapshashal Basar? Two are flesh, one is milk, I think. An apple.
An apples?
Okay, potatoes. You have two, you have two potatoes, and one you have one.
Right.
So they look.
They look the same, but
they're the same. But if you taste them, you taste differently.
Right.
So according to the Rashi, I don't know, maybe it's
not. So the pre-Chadosh would say,
would not be
Vatam. Okay, Shkayach Rabbi Sa. So we'll continue.